This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show here on Lizelle TV as well as USA Audio Network. I've got this blaring screen in my face. Let me see if I can get it out. There we go. I was unprepared for the open of the show. Lots of things going on at once, man. You know, I've always said that George Soros is, you know, look, there's no one person that's the most evil in the world. George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Barack Obama, the Biden crime family, the Clintons. There's a lot of evil people in this world. There's a lot of evil Republican rhinos who are out to, you know, who are out to defeat Trump and destroy Trump, and they'd be thrilled. Mitt Romney would smile all day if Trump went to prison for the rest of his life for nothing. So there's a lot of evil people in the world, but certainly right at the top, vying for number one, George Soros. In 2007, George Soros called for America and Israel to open the door to Hamas. Open the door to Hamas. 16 years ago, one of the world's most well-known billionaires penned a bizarre op-ed calling on the United States and Israel to open the door to Hamas. Soros called out the then Bush regime for committing a blunder in the Middle East by supporting the Israeli government in its refusal to recognize a Palestinian unity government that includes Hamas. Unbelievable. I mean, it's just, George Soros is a Jew, a backstabbing traitor Jew who hates Jews, obviously. During World War II, he was a friend of the Nazis, and he worked for the Nazis, and he turned Jews in. I'm not saying that. He admitted it on 60 Minutes. That was what he did to stay alive, and I get it. To stay alive, I get it. He was willing to turn in other Jews to stay alive. That makes him a backstabbing traitor. There is no excuse. And he does it every day to this day. How disgusting. How sickening. And speaking of Hamas, Hamas murdered the daughter of an Israeli tech magnate who hired Palestinians. They murdered the daughter of Eyal Waldman, an Israeli tech magnate who hired Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank during the horrific attack. She's a 24-year-old daughter. She's among hundreds of innocent civilians who've been murdered in the Hamas terror attack. She was at the music festival in the south of the country. Her father from Palo Alto told CNN that he visited the country, that she visited the country to attend the music festival that Hamas attacked over the weekend. Can you imagine the bad luck of saying, I'm going to go visit Israel to go to a specific music festival, and it's a festival on a specific day that's the one day in history that there's a massive invasion of the border next to the music festival, and they're parachuting in from above with machine guns to kill you all, to gang rape you and torture you, and then kill you and set your body on fire. She had the bad luck of being the person who went to that music festival on that day, even though she lives in the United States. He said, I'd hoped and thought she may have been taken as a hostage to Gaza, and I might see her again one day. But it was not to be, and she was killed. Here's a guy that hires Palestinians, and they killed him. And that's a good example of why you can't ever support Hamas. These college kids are disgusting and disgraceful. You're talking about people that are completely 100% innocent and have nothing to do with what you are mad at the country of Israel. Okay? Nothing to do with it. What did that young girl from the United States have to do with what's going on in Israel? What do I have to do with what's going on in Israel? If I had been there, they would have shot me dead and set my body on fire. Why? I don't know. I have nothing to do with what's going on in Israel. They're mass murderers. They're Nazis. They're evil. They have nothing but disgusting thoughts in their hearts. Their hearts are cold like the devil, cold and black. And all they want to do is kill. And let me tell you something. You know, if you're a soldier in war and you kill other soldiers, that's part of war. If you decide to kill babies, to slit babies' throats, to put a gun to a baby's head and blow its face off, if you decide to behead a baby, you are the sickest human being in the entire world, and you deserve to go straight to hell after we kill you 1,000 times over. I'd like to kill them and kill them and kill them a fourth and a fifth time. And after they're dead for the fifth time, kill them again. Anyone who would touch a baby, my God, I've got my issues with Hamas, right? I'm telling you, they're the most horrible people in the world. We have to kill them all. But if the Hamas terrorist had a baby, I could never hurt that baby. I would save that baby's life. Nobody kills babies. No one kills the wife who's there innocently that's done nothing wrong. Israel doesn't kill anyone on purpose. Collateral damage is part of war. America and Israel, in all the wars we've been in, plenty of women and children have been killed. It's called collateral damage. But nobody on our side ever aims to kill a woman or a child or an innocent teenager. The whole thing is disgusting and despicable. Sickening footage was released by Hamas. Can you imagine? They release footage by Hamas. So this is not Israelis showing you the footage. It's Hamas proudly showing the footage of the terrorists holding Israeli babies and children during Saturday's massacre, which shocked the world. It's beyond belief that there are human beings on this world, on this earth, that are that disgusting and that despicable. All right, and by the way, it's tearing the world apart. It's even tearing the United States apart, for gosh sakes. Because as we speak right now, let me give you an idea of some of the things going on that show you that our country is being torn apart. First of all, Hezbollah declares it's prepared and ready to go to war in Israel. So now it's going to be a two-front war, Hamas and Hezbollah, which is good. It's time to clean them both out and kill them all. Not women and children, terrorists, the most despicable people in the world who are only on this planet for one thing. They hate Jews, and they hate Jews more than they love their own families. So they've got to die. They've got to go. Because they will do nothing but kill Jews and kill Americans and kill Christians in the future. Bad, bad people. If it cleans them out once and for all, then you know what? That's the one good thing that could come out of this disaster. But listen to all the things that are happening. The United Nations still does not label or sanction Hamas as a terror group, despite killing 1,300 now. It's 1,300 Jews killed. This blows away 9/11. 9/11 was 3,000 Americans killed in a nation of 330 million. This is 1,300 Jews killed, and I'm guessing injured is now 3,000, 4,000 in a nation of 9 million, of which only half are Jewish, right? There's a lot of Israeli Arabs. So you're talking about 4 or 5 million Jews and thousands killed and injured. Incredible numbers. U.S. cities on high alert amid Hamas day of rage threats. Every city in this country is on high alert. But listen to the division going on in America. Stanford instructor suspended for targeting Jewish students as colonizers after the Hamas terrorist attack. BBC journalist Noah Abrams resigned after network refuses to call Hamas terrorists. The BBC, which is known for being Jew haters, will not allow you on the air to call Hamas terrorists. Israeli billionaire quits the Harvard executive board amid anti-Semitism scandal because Harvard did not come out and strongly say we condemn all terrorism and we stand with Israel. Harvard Arab Alumni Association calls on members to support the students who signed the pro-Hamas terrorist statement. The country is going mad. I mean, I've always said we're headed for civil war. It's divided black against white. It's divided Republican against Democrat. It's divided gay against straight. It's divided Jew against non-Jew. It's divided Jew and Christian against Islam. Our country is so divided in so many ways that we're headed for a disaster. It's just incredible to me what's happening. I'll give you one bit of good news, because there isn't a lot of it out there, but I got some good news for you. Pfizer stock basically crashed today. I got to find it in front of me. So many articles, I can't find it. But Pfizer stock went way down today because nobody wants the latest booster. So the news has gotten out. The truth has gotten out. And finally, nobody's taking the booster. So Pfizer stock was down. I can't find it. I'll find it in the break. I believe Pfizer stock went down 29% in one day today because nobody wants the booster. I saw stats the other day. 2% of Americans have taken the booster. 2%. I mean, this is great news. The word is finally out. No Republicans in all of America will go near the COVID vaccine. So all that leaves is a few incredibly stupid, ignorant Democrats who took the first three or four, and now they're going for five. They're going for the record. How many can I take before I die? Unbelievable. And remember, I'm not making fun of them. I've tried to warn you, white and black, Jewish and Muslim, Republican and Democrat. I don't discriminate. I try and warn everybody. The vaccine doesn't work, it's not effective, doesn't stop COVID, doesn't prevent the spread of COVID, and it might kill you or disable you. It causes heart disease, causes myocarditis, causes heart attacks, causes strokes, causes blood clots, causes neurological problems, causes shingles, causes Epstein-Barr, freezes your face. It's the biggest mistake in the history of medicine, but it's not a mistake. It's an intentional attempt to kill people. It's mass murder. It's crimes against humanity.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You notice how at the beginning of every segment my voice is great, then it progressively gets more and more hoarse? It's because I suck on my lozenges from Amio Life, so thank you, Amio Life. They save my life, they keep me alive, and they get me through each break, and then I have this renaissance for the beginning of each segment, and then it gets worse and worse. But at least they keep me alive. Wow. MyPillow.com is the sponsor of the whole show. The great Mike Lindell. You've seen the stories. He's having financial problems. The legal bills are killing him. He's one of the great patriots in America. We all know the election was stolen. He says the election is stolen. He's getting sued for it, and the legal bills are destroying him, and he needs to raise money. And so, first of all, give to his legal fund, and second of all, make sure you buy MyPillow products. If you need any kind of bedding of any kind, buy MyPillow products. Hundreds of products available during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, so much more. Take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created. All of it at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root, R-O-O-T, or go to MyStore.com for hundreds of entrepreneurial products from great capitalists, great American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. All right, I want to read you a couple of funny parodies from the Babylon Bee, because sometimes you need a little humor, or you're just going to want to kill yourself, man, because the news is so grim. This is from the Babylon Bee, a comedy site, conservative comedy site. The White House claims $6 billion to Iran is absolutely not related to the exactly $6 billion worth of rockets that were fired into Israel. That's very funny. Islam has been downgraded to a religion of mostly peace, not always peace. Yeah, tell me about it. I think that's funny. The Palestinian flag outside Rashida Tlaib's office is seen on the roof of the Capitol building throwing a pride flag off the roof. That's very funny, because these morons on the left, They're the dumbest people in the world. I love Palestinians. I love Hamas. I love gay people. Gay flag. And they don't realize that in every Islamic country, they murder all the gays and throw them off the roof. Gay people in America love to wave pride flags and Palestinian flags. They would kill you so quick. They would behead you so quick. And it's not the head you're thinking about. They would behead you so quickly. 5 minutes after the invasion of America, every gay would be thrown off a building after they beheaded you. Harvard student leaves lecture on microaggressions to attend a Kill the Jews rally. I mean, seriously, it's funny because it's so true. It's like, they would be like, Wayne Root said that poor people are on welfare and food stamps and they're killing America. Oh my God, Wayne Root's horrible, he must be killed. And then a minute later, they're like, kill the Jews, kill the Jews. And they're scared of microaggression, meaning harmless words, but they have no problem saying kill the Jews. They have no problem celebrating when someone murders 1,300 Jews. The View has just added a Hamas terrorist to the panel. That's a funny story. That's a good one, too. And then this is the best one ever, ever, bar none, in the history of Babylon Bee. Biden finally draws a larger crowd than Trump for the first time in history. And they've got a picture of the border with millions of illegals coming in. It's the first time Biden's ever outdrawn Trump. I mean, that's funny. Come on. That's a killer. That's the best one ever. All right. You thought that was funny. How about real life is sometimes funnier than the jokes of Babylon Bee? This one's funny. You know, if there's anyone I can't stand, it's the Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman, who's the biggest liar, the biggest misinformation giver in the history of economics. He won an economics award. He doesn't have to create one job. He's a complete ignorant moron who supports every socialist policy that destroys every economy. And he says the war on inflation is over. And someone online pointed out that the data he used excludes food, energy, shelter, and cars. So your mortgage, your rent, your cars, your food, your electric bill, your gas bill, and the gas you put in your car have nothing to do with inflation. They're the only things that have to do with inflation. Paul Krugman is the most ignorant human being in the history of economics. He's so dumb, he couldn't spell cat if I spotted him the C and the A. Wow, what a moron. Inflation is dead. Have you been to the grocery store? Inflation is dead. I was looking at a car lease the other day. That would have cost me $900 a month 2 years ago, or 3 years ago when Trump was president. And now it's $1,400 a month. But there's no problem with inflation for Democrats.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, had this to say about Hamas.
These guys make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
He said his administration is collaborating with Arab nations to increase aid to Gaza. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting this afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he'll need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party. Healthcare premiums will rise next year for the nearly 66 million Americans enrolled in the government's Medicare program. The standard monthly cost of Medicare Part B will increase 6% from $164.90 to $174.70. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We know the roots, the roots, the roots on fire. Welcome
Welcome back to the show. You know, I was telling you, I divided the nation as a Jewish New York City councilwoman has been arrested for carrying a gun at a pro-Palestinian protest. And I'm sitting here going, once again, you should be living in a great red state like Nevada, and we're pretty purple, but we're still completely red with zero income taxes, zero capital gains taxes, lowest property tax in America, and everybody gets to carry a gun. If you carry your gun openly, we have open carry. There's nothing the police can do. And if you want to carry it secretly, meaning concealed carry, I've got the permit. My wife's got the permit. We walk around with a gun right here all day long. Nothing anyone can do to us. So you shouldn't be living in New York. It makes no sense to live in a blue state where your taxes are high, they give you nothing in return, and they arrest you for trying to defend yourself from these horrible people on the other side who are supportive of a group that just killed 1,300 Jews. Of course she's carrying a gun. She should be carrying a gun. She should never go to that protest without a gun. Only in New York would they arrest you for self-defense. Amazing. Sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our interview of the day, Goldgate Capital. Gold flew up today. Gold flew up yesterday. Gold flew up the day before. Gold is flying because the world is at war. Forget Ukraine. Now it's the Middle East. Soon it'll be China, Taiwan. So Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tell them Wainwright sends you, and Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Up to $15,000 in free silver. Wow. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. GoldgateCapital.com. All right, if I could find my interview. Here it is. Okay. We've got David Johnson with us. He's a Project Veritas whistleblower, co-author with Kent Heckenlively of the new book, The Diversity Con. And we're going to talk to him about the great con. David Johnson, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So the Diversity Con exposes the secrets and lies behind the diversity, equity, and exclusion, inclusion industry, excuse me, although it should be called the exclusion industry because it excludes anyone who's white, right? So it's actually not very inclusive at all. It's not very diverse at all. Tell us the crux of the book. What is the con? What are the secrets and lies behind the diversity industry?
The con is that diversity, equity, and inclusion are going to bring America together, that it's going to cure any kind of the racial animosity that's been fostering in this country for a few decades now. The con is that these people are trying to bring us the solution when, in fact, they're making the problem far, far worse than it ever was before. And there's a lot of money backing it, backing these racial and gender agitators. And in the book, I go through a bit of my experience working with Project Veritas and my Hasbro incident. But also, I go into some of the DEI trainings and how they work at corporations and at schools to push this Marxist indoctrination onto people and onto school children who don't know any better and don't know and aren't equipped to kind of resist it as adults are.
We're talking to David Johnson. He wrote the book called The Diversity Con. You just mentioned your Hasbro incident. I'm busy all day. I'm like a cocoon. I'm in a cave, right? I work all day long, 16 hours a day on TV and radio and writing columns and writing books. I don't know about your Hasbro incident. I suppose it's a big thing and I should know about it. Tell us all about it. What happened with Hasbro?
Sure. So what happened was I was a packaging engineer with Hasbro very briefly back in 2021. Shortly into my time working there, they called the engineers and the marketing people into a meeting to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. And specifically what they wanted us to do was they wanted us to covertly push these ideals through the products, packaging, and marketing to to influence the children's thinking to bring about a kind of racial consciousness awakening. And wow. What that specifically was in this case was they wanted to teach that white children have a higher level of inherent racial bias against black children and other minority groups. That was the crux of this entire meeting, which is a center point of diversity teachings. And I found this to be just completely against the values that I was brought up with and the values that America's built on, like colorblindness. We went through the civil rights era with Dr. Martin Luther King teaching right. people that we need to judge others based on their character and not their skin and their appearance. And what these people are doing is the exact opposite of this, and they wanted to do it in secret. So that's why I brought that story to Project Veritas, and then it went, it got quite a fair bit of attention from there. And then following that, I decided that I should probably write a book about it, just because there's so many people who don't understand these ideologies and don't understand how it's being pushed to them on almost every level in society. So that's what happened with me at Hasbro.
Got it. It's just amazing, the revisionist history, you know. Were there bad white people? Yes. Was slavery horrible? Yes. Is it a stain on America's history? Absolutely. But didn't 500,000 Americans die in the Civil War? And I would guess about half on each side. So that means 250,000 white Northerners died in order to free black slaves they didn't know, they'd never met in their lives, were never going to meet. They gave their lives for them. I'd say there were a few nice white people among that 250,000. And I think that the idea that you teach that white people are evil and our history is all evil is just sick and misguided, you know?
It's completely wrong. It's based on revisionist history, and what they're teaching is that America is built on racism itself, that America is racist from the outset because we have a history of slavery. What they're not teaching is that most countries in the world have a history of slavery. It's not unique to America. It's not unique to the West. There are slaves currently across the East and across
Africa,
a lot of other countries.
Right?
America's
Africa.
Gone further than most to stop racism and abolish slavery. But they don't teach this because the goal is to foment a racial and gender revolution in America. It is a Marxist playbook, or Marxist, what is the word?
No, playbook's good.
It's from the Marxist playbook.
Yeah,
which
I
that
agree.
Word is overused.
Yeah. I mean, look,
that,
Africa.
That is what,
I mean, black people were sold into slavery to, you know, what I consider to be very bad, evil white people. But they were sold into slavery by their black brothers in Africa. It was black people who captured them and sold them into slavery. And Africa, still to this day, there are countries that have slaves. So it's just, it's so ludicrous to blame it on white people only. And blame it on America only. It's just disgusting. Explain how companies and schools are infiltrated, radicalized, and captured by diversity, equity, and inclusion type of programs.
That's a deep question to answer in a short period of time. But from the top down, there are large companies such as BlackRock and Vanguard that push policies like ESG, environmental social governance, and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they'll push these largely through at corporations. It usually takes the form of HR training or new hire training. And what they'll do is they'll bring people in and say, if you are of the privileged group, so if you're white, you're straight, you're male, then you have an inherent advantage in your life above everybody else, and your mere existence is oppressing those people. And to the minority groups, they say those other people are oppressing you, and in order to succeed in your life, you have to overcome them. So it inherently starts this divisive mindset between all these different groups of people. So not only can they not work together or communicate on an equal level anymore, one group is taught that they're just the oppressor eternally, and the other group is just the oppressed. And that is, again, a Marxist strategy to foment revolution. It's happened in China, it's happened in Russia, it's happened in Venezuela. And now it's happening in America and across the Western world, and people need to know about this.
It's really surprising when I look at your background. You are young, you're black, you're left, you're center-left, you call yourself, you're gay, and you say you've never felt any major discrimination in America. What made you come forward? I mean, that's a bold thing to come forward. You must take a lot of flack from the black universe, the gay universe, you know, anybody on the left. You are really a brave guy, I got to tell you, David.
thank you. And I wouldn't say I haven't experienced no discrimination. I have experienced some. Some of it was because of race, and a lot of it was because of my beliefs and my ideologies. And a lot of it came from left-wing people who are much further left than me. But the reason I decided to even come forward with this story in the first place was just because I didn't want to perpetuate one of the problems that I'm always complaining about. I've been following critical race theory, and before that it was intersectional feminism, for almost 10 years now. And for Hasbro to want me to do that in my place of work, to actually contribute to these problems that I see destroying America, to me was just not an option. I could not do that. So at the time I thought it was better that I lose the Hasbro job, go back to working at a factory, and bring the best truth to the American people.
You're a brave guy, David, and an honest man, and I really appreciate it. And it just goes to show why no one should ever be prejudiced because someone is a different skin color or a different ideology or gay versus straight, because there's good people on every side, and it's very brave of you to step forward, and I really appreciate it. Thank you for all you do, David Johnson, Project Veritas whistleblower and co-author of the new book, The Diversity Con. And thanks for coming on the show, David. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. If you want to email me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on MyPillow. Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Friends, and I was just texting with a great friend named Phil, and Phil was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a charity golf tournament. Flew all the way up from Palm Beach, Florida. Now he took a plane all the way back to Florida, and he says, "All good, buddy. I'm exhausted. I think I'm a little overwhelmed and toxic from all the negative news out there, and I think I listen to your show 3 hours a day every day, plus 6 hours a week of Alex Jones. Your rants are the greatest." So here's a guy who's a businessman worth probably, I don't know, $50, $60 million. And he listens to my show 3 hours a day, every day. And, look, everyone, they listen because they're on the edge of their seat and they got to know what's going on. And they got to hear the negative. But when you hear the negative, you get exhausted. It's exhausting. What's happening in the world is exhausting. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this show. I'm a man of solutions. I've written 2 number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts, great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked every day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? And now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from Spike Warrior. The best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Just use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root at SpikeWarrior.com. This formula can turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The disclaimer you always have to read. All right. I did a show for Real America's Voice. It's a very special show. Tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And you know it's my show called America's Top 10 Countdown, number one show of the weekend on Real America's Voice, and I'm guessing at almost every cable network in the country, it's number one on the weekend. That's how popular it's become. People tune in to hear my top 10 biggest news stories of the week. This week it's a special show dedicated to 2 things. Number one, the lessons we learn from the Hamas attack on Israel. And number 2, what those lessons prove that Trump was right about everything. Everything but the vaccine. Trump was right about everything else but the vaccine. And I see why, he thinks what he thinks about the vaccine. because he was the guy. Everyone told him you could never get it done that quick. You could never get all those ventilators done that quick. You could never get the vaccine done that quick. You could never get America back to work. They're going to be out of work for a year. Businesses will be closed for a year. America will be locked down. And Trump got us all open in a couple of months, and he got business moving again in red states. Not in blue states, but in red states, they opened up and everything was fine. And it's because Trump got that vaccine out there so that people were not afraid to go to work. So I get it. I understand what he wanted to do. I understand the objective. But the end result is the vaccine doesn't work and the vaccine kills people. But he tried his best. And he didn't create the vaccine. He's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. And he never mandated on anyone. He never did, and he never would, and he never will. All right. Let me give you a little sneak preview of the top 10 lessons learned from the Hamas attack on Israel. And they all prove that Trump is right. The first one, by the way, is not really a lesson as much as it is a little bit of a statement. That my show from last week, last Saturday, at the moment I was giving my number one story, my choice is the number one story in America, guess what was happening? The terrible terror attack in Israel was going on Saturday morning for 8 hours, right while I was talking. And I just gave the number one story as the open border of the United States of America. And I said, I'm telling you, something terrible is going to come through that border. And I said, I know in my gut that the Biden administration is scared to death, and that's why they're building the wall again. And it's a sudden reversal, 180 degrees, and they're ignoring all environmental laws, and they're building the wall in a rush. Why? Something terrible is about to happen. And who knew at that exact moment something terrible was happening in Israel through their border? And there must have been rumors that something terrible is following it up in the United States. So I was right on the money, right on the money. But number nine, Trump was right about Iran. You got to tune in to hear what I say. Number eight, he was right about peace through strength. Peace in the world. Trump, right again. Number seven, Trump was right about the Muslim travel ban. 100% right. Don't let people in from countries like Iran and Afghanistan that mean to harm us. Number six, Trump was right about Israel. Greatest country in the world. And the other countries don't compare that they're fighting with. They kill people who are innocent civilians. They cut their heads off. Israel drops leaflets to warn you, if you're innocent, get out. How do you compare those two? There is no comparison. Number five, Trump issued an executive order to combat anti-Semitism on college campuses. He was right. It's happening right in front of our eyes. The Jew hatred on college campuses. Number four, perhaps the biggest lesson of all, Trump was right about guns. He was the most pro-gun president in America's history. And you gotta have a gun, and Israel proves it. Those settlers didn't have guns. They were sitting ducks. Police and military didn't get there for hours. Watch the rest of it tomorrow. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Real America's Voice. See you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.